Hello, this is Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth, podcasting from historic Hyde Park, New York. And I'm your host, Dr. Vic Torres, pastor, teacher, and author. I'll be presenting a series on Christ, Christians, and Christianity from a biblical perspective. And my focus will be on the love, the forgiveness, and acceptance found in Jesus Christ, which enables us to live victoriously. Since faith is essential in our relationship with Jesus Christ, it is so important to understand what faith is and what it's not. Faith in the original Greek language is the word pistis, and the Bible dictionary defines faith as persuasion, credence, moral conviction, assurance, belief, or fidelity. In our last post, we looked at the definition given by Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith for a Christian is believing in the spiritual or the unseen. You put your faith in Jesus and your hope in his promises. Again, it's not faith in faith or even faith in the promises found in the Bible, but faith in the one who made the promises in the Bible. So faith is not wishing, hoping, or wanting something to be. Instead, it's the confidence and the assurance that because of the love of God that he has for you, that he will not leave you or abandon you to your circumstances. The Apostle Paul said it well in Romans 8:38-39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Come on, can you see that? Do you believe that? Nothing can separate you from God's love. It's your faith in the Lord that causes you to behave or act in a manner that shows you have already received that for which you are believing. Now, I know that was a real mouthful, but the world says, show me and then I will believe. God says, believe in me, then I will show you. So genuine faith releases God's promises. Abraham of the Old Testament is called the father of faith because he acted on what God said even before there was physical proof. God spoke to Abraham that he would be the father of many nations even before he had any children of his own. Abraham received the promise of a son when he was 75 years old. Can you imagine that? And he was reminded of that promise when he was 90. But it wasn't until he was 100 years old that the promise was fulfilled. And during all that time, Abraham believed in what God said. Listen to what Genesis 5, beginning in verse 19, says about Abraham. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body, already dead since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. You see, faith is believing that you have it even before it comes to pass. When you believe that way, you are in a righteous position with God. I want to share a story with you that I took from creativebiblestudy.com. And it's a story about Charles Blondin. And it's a great illustration of faith. Not only was Charles Blondin a fascinating man, but the story of his pushing a wheelbarrow across Niagara Falls is one that everyone can identify with, in terms of seeing the difference between mere belief, head knowledge, and true faith, which is belief in action or heart knowledge. I want you to imagine a tightrope stretched across a quarter of a mile, spanning the width or the breadth of Niagara Falls. The thundering sound of the pounding water drowning out all other sounds as you watch a man step onto the rope and walk across. This stunning feat made Charles Blondin famous in the summer of 1859. He walked 160 feet above the falls several times back and forth between Canada and the United States. as huge crowds on both sides looked on with shock and awe. Once he crossed the falls in a sack, once on stilts, another time on a bicycle, and once he even carried a stove and cooked an omelet. Amazing. On July 15, Blondin walked backwards across the tightrope to Canada and returned pushing a wheelbarrow. Now, the Blondin story is told that after pushing the wheelbarrow across while blindfolded, that Blondin asked for some audience participation. The crowds had watched and oohed and awed, and he had proven that he could do it. Of that, there was no doubt. But now he was asking for a volunteer to get into the wheelbarrow and take a ride across the falls with him. It is said that he asked his audience, "Do you believe I can carry a person across in his wheelbarrow?" And of course the crowd shouted, "Oh yes, yes," they believed. It was then that Blondin posed the question, "Who will get in the wheelbarrow?" And of course, none did. Now, as an aside, later in August of 1859, his manager, Harry Colcord, did ride on Blondin's back across the falls. Now, the story of Charles Blondin paints a real-life picture of what faith actually is. The crowd had watched his daring feats. They said they believed, but their actions proved they truly didn't. It's one thing for us to say we believe in God. It's true faith, though, when we believe God and we put our faith and trust in His Son, Jesus Christ. Now, don't worry. Jesus has carried many across the heaven's gates. He can be trusted. But believing with your mind is not the same as demonstrating faith with your action. True faith gets you into the wheelbarrow. And so you start your adventure with God by remembering that we walk by faith and not by sight. That's 2 Corinthians 5:7. The three most common areas in which we seek God's blessings are health, relationships, and finances. God promises that all of our needs will be met in Christ Jesus. And I encourage you to read Matthew 6, verses 31 through 34. But we must come to Him in faith, that is, trusting that He will provide. We are trusting in Him to deliver what He has promised, because He's faithful and true. Now, sometimes we get off track and we put our trust or faith in the promise, and we forget about the one who made the promise. We should hope in the promise, which produces an expectation, but faith in Jesus is the one who gives us the assurance. The point that faith requires doing something is well made in the book of James. We're going to look at James chapter 1, verses 6 and 8. Now listen carefully. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like the wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. So we must be steadfast in our faith in God. If our faith is in the promise, then circumstances will cause our faith to waver. But if our faith is in Jesus and our relationship with Him, then we will be steadfast. It's very much like being a passenger in a plane. Do you trust in the advertising promise that you will have a safe flight, or do you trust in the pilot to make it a safe flight? The second point I want to look at is also found in James, James 1:22. And the scripture says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." If we're not doing or responding according to the word of God, then we're hearers only. Don't deceive yourself in thinking that you have faith if there is no outworking of that faith. It's like the person who believes it's going to rain, but doesn't bring an umbrella along. Let your actions correspond to what you're believing for. The third point that we find in James is found in James 2, verses 24 through 26. Now, this section of scripture is sometimes misunderstood, in particular verse 24, which says, "You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only." It's a tragic mistake to think that James is saying that salvation or any other area of spiritual life is by works and faith. In the context of verses 24 through 26, James is saying that faith must have some evidence or outworking that points to the faith in God. Just doing good deeds or good works, while noble and should be encouraged by itself, will not justify you. However, believing in Jesus and as a result you're led to do the good deeds, well, that is the evidence of faith. Now, there'll be times when we must wait upon the Lord to do his part. But this by no means suggests that we do nothing. Resisting the temptation to sin is an important faith action. Resisting doubt and fear is also an important action. The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 6:13, "Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Now, to some, this is interpreted to mean, I do nothing and God will do it all. But clearly, we see in Proverbs 16:9, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. So you see, we need to walk it out, or as the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, we need to walk by faith and not by sight. Now finally, what's the story when what we're believing for doesn't come to pass? Well, sometimes it's just a timing issue. God is always at work, and the promise is on its way. Remember, God is not limited by time and space. However, it could be that, as it says in James 4:3, you ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your own pleasures. In other words, God can't bless those things that are contrary to his nature of love, forgiveness, and acceptance. Let me close now by talking about our emotions and experiences as it relates to faith. Earlier, we used the Bible Dictionary to define faith as persuasion, credence, moral conviction, assurance, belief, or fidelity. Then we looked at how the Bible defined faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That was, of course, Hebrews 11:1. Notice that in both cases, there's no mention of feelings or emotions. Faith is a decision and a commitment to believe, not a feeling. If you rely on feelings, you'll be tossed about by doubt. One moment you'll feel like you're in faith, then the next you'll be in doubt. Remember what James 1:6-8 said, "But let him who asks in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded, unstable in all of his ways." Now, the same thing can be said of experiences. They can be extremely misleading. I'm sure that everyone has experienced disappointment when you were believing for something to come to pass and it didn't. A sick person doesn't get healed or even dies. A relationship is not restored. Or a financial disaster actually comes to pass. Faith is easy when everything you pray for comes to pass. True faith comes through the trials and tribulations of life. We live in a fallen world. The scriptures are clear that Satan is the ruler of this world, and in the sense that the world is still characterized by sin. Jesus said, "I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has no power over me." That's John 14:30. The title ruler of this world suggests that Satan is the major influence over our world. Scripture teaches that the whole world is under his power, his influence. 1 John 5:19 says, "We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in the evil one." Sometimes bad things happen to good people. But despite the evil that sometimes befall Christians, our positions must be a position of faith, which is not to doubt God's word, not to doubt our relationship with Jesus Christ. We should never succumb to the temptation to rewrite the word of God based upon personal experience. I pray that you'll be able to say in the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 4:7, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." And so as you go forth this week, keep the faith. Activate your faith. Let there be action to your faith. And put your faith in the one who gave everything for you, Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening to Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. If you like our show, want to know more about it, please check out our website at PastorVicsNuggets.com or PastorVic.com. God bless you. I look forward to meeting with you the next time.